Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for March 26th, 2019, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the big plugin hacks and how to protect your site, the full review tips and settings on the latest version of Social Pug, the triple high cost of site hack repair compared to preventing it, the delightful surprise from a site speed test that you'll love, how my new hosting interviews are going and when I'll be moving, why I'm focusing squarely on my audience for the woodworking site instead of money, why we're skipping a week in the DIY SEO Live workshops, why I'm not backing down on my position for what it takes to learn site security and performance, sitemaps come to the new interface on Google Search Console, what's up with the Google Date algorithm tweak and how it affects your content revamps, how to optimize Pinterest for discovery in 2019, what's in the latest Genesis 2.9.1 release, why MailChimp parted ways with Shopify and why you need to care, and 9 ways to stay inspired and avoid blogger burnout. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live later today at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the party and interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the Bloggate Facebook page. That's where we have all the fun. Come join us. In Bloggate happenings, woo, what a week. Did y'all make it okay through all the hacks and meltdowns? I did, but I was fried by Friday, so I took some time off from being at my desk this weekend. I got in a little shop time and then helped my neighbor clear the back lot of fallen tree branches. We had a big bonfire on Sunday. Now, probably the biggest news this past week was the hack on social warfare. I was teaching my DIY SEO workshop when it happened, but my Facebook stream was lit up with notifications to ensure I saw it afterward. Now, of course, I jumped right on the news to do my job as the voice of reason and try to keep folks from panicking and on what to do until we had more info. Top of the list was to not delete the plugin, but to simply deactivate. And number 2 was to give the devs a minute to come out with a patch, which they did in just a few hours. And I am so grateful to hear that my site audit clients didn't panic like I saw hundreds of other folks doing. This is where investing in your education as a DIY site owner really pays off. They came right to our private Facebook group to get the news and my advice on what to do next. Now, I also saw huge blogger groups catch fire with saying this was their last straw with social warfare and that they were switching to another plugin, with Social Pug being the favorite among all mentioned. And I feel so sorry for the folks that had a knee-jerk reaction and deleted Social Warfare before the patch came out. Social Pug has an import tool to migrate all of your custom images and descriptions and such from Social Warfare. Now, I've had a couple of folks with really large sites say that process can take a few hours, and you need Social Warfare working to do that import, as far as I know. So, if you're wanting to switch and need to check out Social Pug, I have a full review plus settings and tips on the recently released version 2.6, which is the one I used in my case studies of both the best free and best paid social share button plugins. Now, this new version will allow you to drop 3 other plugins. So, even if you've been using Social Pug for a while, you'll want to read up on the new features. Now, Social Warfare was certainly not the only plugin to get hacked this past week, and most definitely not the only one to have a serious vulnerability that was caught and patched before it was hacked in the wild. In fact, there are at least 15 plugins a week that have vulnerabilities found. And then there are issues found in WordPress itself now and then. In fact, the recent 5.1.1 update had a security patch in it. So go see just one of the sites that I follow for reported security issues to get a real idea of just how frequent these issues are. I think you will find it eye-opening, to say the least. I've got the link for you in the show notes. Folks, it's time to get super duper serious about your site security. I want you to watch the Facebook live stream I have embedded in this post for the next steps you need to take. Most of my peeps rest easy knowing their sites are secured to the max with things like the Cloudflare Pro plan. And that $20 a month is not even half what many site owners are paying to get their hacked sites repaired right now. Now keep in mind that when hacks like this hit, most places go up from their minimum charge of $250 to $300 to double because of the surge of requests. And some charge an extra $100 over that for express service to get to the top of the queue. And that just pushes your repair even further down the line. So think about how much it's going to cost to have to throw down everything and deal with a hacked site and being down for days, and then undoing all the damage with Google. That will suddenly put the price of a site audit and Cloudflare Pro into perspective for you. It's way, 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 way cheaper to prevent an issue than to fix it after it's already on fire. Now, of course, reacting to all the hack and meltdown news put me behind on my site speed case study test, as it took all the rest of Thursday and Friday to deal with those things. But I'm nearly caught up and will likely finish the speed test for heavy plugins today. Now, I've been delightfully surprised by the premium version of WP Fastest Cache. When I ran these same tests last year, it was just edged out by WP Rocket. Well, that certainly isn't the case now. I've still got more testing to do on it, especially with the lazy load image options and such, but I am very impressed. And I'm very grateful to the dev of WP Fastest Cache for sponsoring the test again this year with free licenses for the plugin. Now, WP Rocket also finally offered to donate free licenses too, but it's been a month of back and forth with them over it to get those licenses. And I'm actually starting to lose more money in non-billable hours than if I had just bought another 3 license set. So I hope they come through with the final solution soon, or I'm making other arrangements. Now, as I mentioned in last week's Tips Tuesday, I've already interviewed 2 other hosts, and I'll be chatting with another later this week. And then I hope to be moving my sites before the end of the month. You know, I'd already gone monthly with A2 Hosting, and I want to avoid paying for another month if possible. But more importantly, I want to get fully settled and test everything out so I can finish these ultimate speed tests on all 3 host types. And I need to know all is well with resources before I open up the new Gutenberg class that's coming. I'm in no way asking anyone to move their hosting at this time. I'm reporting what I'm doing, as it's time for me to check out other options. And I will be the first guinea pig. You know, it's going to take time for me to vet a new host, perhaps up to 6 months. But if you need to move from a tripling renewal price, or just to perhaps have hosting that may be a little better, you're welcome to join me in the test. And I'll be releasing where I'm moving next week, likely. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I took time off this weekend to get into the shop. I'm deep into the build on the new miter saw station, finally. And Sunday, I published the first in a new video and post series on it. I've got the link for you in the show notes. And then yesterday, I published a new post here on BlogAid in the Hobby to Money Making Site series about why I'm focusing entirely on traffic right now and why I decided to hold off monetizing the site. So expect as drastic an uptick in posting on Heartwood Art as I can manage. Hey, we'll be skipping a week on workshops in the DIY SEO course for a couple of reasons. We just finished up our page and post SEO set of workshops, and we're getting ready to switch gears into special formatting followed by doing a content audit. Now, those page and post SEO workshops have easy homework, but of course, most folks have a lot of posts they want to apply that info to. So we're giving everyone an extra week to get a solid start on that. and for others to catch up with where we are, since so many folks have been off on spring break and such lately too. Now, the other reason we're taking a break is for me to get a few of the tutorials up to speed with changes on the new interface at Google Search Console. They've been rolling out a new property interface as well as making changes with sitemaps and such too. So I'll be digging into those things this week and we'll get out new tutorials as soon as I can, as those things will be deprecated in the old version soon. Now this is one of the reasons folks stay in the course year after year. SEO stuff just changes all the time. And I want to ensure they have the latest info. Now, about the webmaster training revamp. I sent out another survey to my webmaster level 6 peeps about exactly what they would like to see for performance testing, as they said that's the one thing they want to know the most about. The replies were pretty stunning. Most folks have not taken the time to see the tutorials that are already in the performance section. So, I'm looking into ways to break up the info into challenges to help encourage folks to do butt-in-seat stuff in smaller chunks. But I'm also going to be straight up with designers and even site owners for that matter. There is no shortcut to security and performance. You can't just throw plugins at it. Every site is different, and you have to do an audit to see what the drags and issues are on each site. Without that, you're just throwing darts in the dark. So, stop wasting your time and getting zero results and actually test the things you've done to improve the site and see if they're actually working. That goes for your local caching plugin, image optimizers, and any other speed-up methods. Don't assume it's working. More times than not, it's actually doing more harm and not even touching the real issues. Faster sites make more money, period. It's a service that pays for itself. Learning that skill is a service that makes you money too. And I'm not backing down from that position. I work with clients, both site owners and designers, who are serious about making money. Not folks who are just doing it as side income and never want to grow into a living wage. And this is what it takes. Investing in your success. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In SEO tips, as I mentioned earlier, Google Search Console has finally brought full sitemap control to the new interface. I've got a link for you where you can read more about it, and I'll have new tutorials in the DIY SEO course soon. And another update Google is rolling out is a major tweak for how they pick up dates to show in SERPs, which are search engine result pages, for your post. You know, we talked about this a little in our blog post SEO workshop in the DIY SEO course, but I know a few peeps who are currently running tests on this, and we most certainly will circle back to it during our content revamp workshops too. Hey, you know, I don't typically cover Pinterest here, but this post is worth mentioning because it goes into the basics of how all the different Pinterest algorithms work. It's titled Optimize Pinterest for Discovery in 2019. Now, a searcher can start on Google when looking for something and very often end up on Pinterest to find it. I frequently see Pinterest's own promotions come out at the top of Google SERPs. So, this post on SEM Rush is definitely worth a read to get a handle on how all of this works and how to make it work for you this year. In theme tips, the latest version of Genesis is out. It's 2.9.1 and it's safe to update. You know, with all these hack things floating around, I wanted to read the change log before letting y'all know. Turned out to be a minor bug fix, and I'm ticked that the link to the changelog in WordPress goes to a 404. You know, I had to go to their GitHub version to find out what that was, as there was nothing on their blog either. So thanks so much to Webmaster Larry Snow for sourcing that info. In e-commerce tips, I also want to thank Larry again for the heads up on the news that MailChimp will no longer be partnering with Shopify. So if you use those two things together, definitely read this post and see MailChimp's strong objections to how their clients' info is shared by Shopify. Now, if you do choose to use an alternative integration, just be aware that they agreed to Shopify's data share request and you have no idea how your info will be dealt with. In blogging tips, earlier I mentioned that all the hack meltdowns fried me and I took off a day or two. And I also mentioned in my Hobby to Money Making site post about all the fun I'm having with Heartwood Art and how that is spilling over into Blogaid. So I found it interesting to see those two things mentioned in this post on ProBlogger in their 9 tips to stay inspired and avoid blogger burnout. Some of y'all are like me and have been around a long time. But fortunately with Blogaid, and right now with Heartwood Art, I never have to worry about what to blog about. That's certainly not true for all bloggers, especially those with a lot of evergreen content on just a few topics. You know, it can be really hard to come at them from a fresh angle. Now, some of my lack of inspiration comes from having to say the same thing over and over for years. You know, like getting serious about site security and folks still blowing it off until there's a major fire where either they get hit or bloggers they know do. I don't just want to do my woodworking site. I need to do it to help stay fresh. Maybe you do too. So go read this post that was inspired by a pro blogger podcast and see if it refreshes you too. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support all the free and helpful info you get on Blogaid and to help your buddies. And thank you so much to the people who do share it. I see you. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.